Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callings on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? All right, a deadly sister here, Bachelor of Science, Wildlife Conservation Biology. Graduate is a prominent for the participation of First Nations people and women in STEM careers. And at the young age of just 28 years old, Tiani has already established herself as a prominent role model and next generation leader. So we're going to catch up a yarn there with Tiani Adamson on the line. Tiani, my sister, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
No worries. So my ancestry is Carrig from Waven in Thursday Island in Zendif Cairns up in the Torres Strait, but I didn't grow up that way.
Okay.
I grew up all over Australia. Yeah.
Good, beautiful. And I will say you're going to go a long way in life. My sister's name Tiani, so how deadly are you?
How good.
Very good. Congratulations. So Bachelor of Science, Wildlife Conservation Biology. So that's First Nation people and women in STEM career. So paint a picture. Tell us the journey first and what you're doing, how you got there, sister.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm really lucky. I got to grow up in lots of different parts of Australia, including Boogerman community in Palm Island, then down Nookanoo Way in Port Augusta, Nao country in Coffin Bay, and now I live in Tandanyanga, which is Adelaide on Kaurna country.
All right, fantastic.
I've always had a really strong connection with the environment and loved looking after plants and animals.
Mm.
Super curious young kid, living off country and fishing and hunting and being able to grow up that way with family and with different types of community and always wondering how those systems work. So, yeah, cool. I guess like growing up in natural environments fostered that for me and grew quite a love for science and wanting to learn more about that and understand those systems more.
Well, your passion and desires and your education has got you in a position where this year you received a Dr. K. Price AM Award for demonstrating excellence in ambassadorship for STEM. So when you're doing something you love, you're passionate about it, doors open up, sister.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been really lucky, through my studies, being supported by programs such as Wiltiyalu, so Aboriginal Support Services, and being so excited in the area and being able to have the strength of community and good friends and family to back me up is definitely very helpful in this way.
Yeah, fantastic. And what about this space? Is there any other First Nation people on board or in the same studies as you?
Yeah, so there's lots of different First Nations scientists around, but we're not getting the platform that we need at the moment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
People don't generally know many female scientists, and they don't generally know many scientists who are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, so really important to be able to lift up those voices of people who are in this space doing this work. There's a lot of different people in astronomy and different fields and areas of engineering.
Yes.
And it's really great to have them as sort of a conduit between community and being able to translate 60,000-80,000 years of amazing knowledge into these other systems.
So not only Bachelor of Science, I mean, we First Nations people, we are virtually professors in all industries, aren't we? 60,000 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. So maybe CSIRO could create a platform as such, we need a space like a national body to support and guide and nurture all our wildlife conservation biology, all our scientists, all our black scientists. There should be a platform as such, a vehicle as such, yes?
Yeah, 100%. And CSIRO have done really good work in the past in being able to lift up our voices and bringing mob together, supporting programs like the Aboriginal Summer School for Excellence in Science and Technology and fostering young mob to get excited about science and being able to start that journey together.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, it's good to be yarning with you. It is National Science Week as of now, from the 12th to the 20th. So look, fantastic and congratulations. And where are you based in? Where are you working with the government or with an organisation, or what are you doing there? Finance wise, you got a job?
Yeah, I'm down in Adelaide. I work for an industry, a company called CH4 Global.
Yes.
And basically what we do is look at climate change solutions for methane mitigation. So methane is a chemical compound that's really harmful to the environment, like CO2.
Yes.
It warms the atmosphere really quickly and it's super potent. So what we basically do is look into cow burps and farts, which emit a lot of methane, about 120 kilos per cow per year.
Yes.
And there's about 1.8 billion cattle in the world, so lots and lots of methane being expelled.
Yeah.
And we work in those systems to reduce methane. So at the moment, we're working on a solution where we can feed seaweed to these cows.
Good, good.
Put it in their feed with the rest of their ration, and it reduces their methane output by up to 90%. So it's pretty amazing.
CHA4 Global, Too Deadly, fantastic. And look, it just makes me think that I've been invited to attend next month Fiji as an MC for the First Nation, that's an international First Nation global climate conference. So look, we need to look after this beautiful planet. They're looking for life on planet Mars. Look after this planet first, don't you think, Sister Tiani?
Yeah, 100%. We've got beautiful, long-standing connection here. We've got to look after what we're standing on right now.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job in that, in regard to your studies, your passions. And look, keep doing what you're doing, my sister. All the best to you. Keep smiling, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, hey?
Thank you, Bella. Appreciate it.
Take care. Yawa. Beautiful yarn there. That's Tiani Adamson, a Torres Strait Island woman and descended from Kurag Nations of Thursday Island, and is passionate about wildlife conservation biology, she is. And she's graduated as a prominent for the participation for First Nation people and women in STEM careers. And at the age of just 28, Tiani has already established herself as a prominent role model, next generation leader. So fantastic. And working closely, received the award there with CSIRO and the Dr. K. Price AM Award for demonstrating excellence in ambassadorship for STEM. So look, fantastic. And looking after planet Earth, which we all need to do. We are all in this together. Like I said, and the young ones will say YOLO, you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. We've got one planet, look after it. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.